Hi, good morning. And my topic today is about susceptibility of field populations of the cotton bollworm in the southern United States to four individual BT proteins used in the BT cotton. Some introduction about cotton bollworm insects. This pest is from Lepidoptera nocturidae, and it's helicopter the scientific name. This insect pest has a typical four development stages from egg, larvae, pupae to adult, and the life cycle is almost 1 month depending on temperatures. It has more than 200 host plants. Currently, this pest is a major target pest for BT corn and BT cotton in the United States. The BT technology used for control of cotton bollworm in BT cotton since 1996 with the CRO1AC technology in Borgard 1 developed by Monsanto, and currently the BT proteins used in the BT cotton were divided into three categories. CRO1 category, which included CRO1AB, CRO1AC, CRO1F, and the CRO2 category mainly included CRO2AB and CRO2AE, and another category VIP3A. And this table lists the cotton products from first generation with a single gene, Borgard 1 with CRO1AC by Monsanto, to second generation dual gene, Borgard 2 wild strike 2 link, and third generation wild strike 3 developed by Dow and currently commercialized under some future generations, Borgard 3 and 2 link plus. The extensive and the constant exposure of this insect pest to these BT proteins, not only in the BT cotton, but also in BT corn, may result in a shift toward the susceptibility induction, and therefore affect the control efficacy of these insect pests. This table shows the results we did in 2015. We used adult incorporated biase to test the cotton bollworm field populations collected in the middle south, and against the CRO1AC. And the results showed most of the field populations collected from Louisiana, Mississippi showed significantly reduced susceptibility compared to the USDA susceptible strain. Therefore, in this year, we extend our research to estimate the susceptibility of the field populations of cotton bollworm in the southern U.S. to four different individual BT proteins, which included CRO1AC, CRO1F, CRO2AB2, and VIP3A. This is the collection data of cotton bollworm in 2016. We have a total of five field populations collected from four different states. One population from AAD from Louisiana, collected from Alexandria, Louisiana. From Borgard 2 cotton, Tennessee, we have two populations from Jackson. One is from Grand Sorghum, another is from Borgard 2 cotton. MSLD from Leland, Mississippi, collected from VT Double Cone and Arkansas, Tulsa. I'm not sure it's non-BD cone, but in our record, it's non-BD cone. Here we use the adult overlay biases, tested the susceptibility of these field populations as well as subpopulation against the four different BD proteins I mentioned before. We did the biase in 128 CD international trace. For each BT protein, we include 7 to 8 concentrations plus a control. For each cell, we infest one neonate, less than 24 hours from hatch. And for each BT protein and each concentration, we have four replications. Level 16 to 32 insects for each replication. After infestation, these biase trays were placed in 28 degree, 50% relative humidity, and for the period of 16 to 8 hours. After 7 days of infestation, we check the mortality of larva and also the larva install. For the data analysis, we use two criteria for the calculation of mortality. Here is the mortality one is defined as 100 multiplied the dead larvae plus those larvae were still in the first install and divided by the total number of insects assayed. The mortality two, we consider both real dead larvae and those larvae in the first instar and the second instar, and then divided by total insect acid. We use probability analysis for calculation of LC51 and LC52, as well as their 95% confidence limits. We also calculate resistance ratio, which is defined as the LC50 over field population divided the LC50 over the susceptible stream. In addition, we also use a one-way ANOVA test for the mortality 1 data. We use the insect strain as a main factor at the 0.05 level using Turkish HSD test. Okay, here is the result of CLAW1AC, and we calculate the LC50 value. For here, we just consider those populations with resistance ratio less than, more than 10, and these populations were considered with significantly reduced survivability compared to the susceptible strain. And I highlighted the two populations here, LAAD from Alexandria, Louisiana, which is collected from Borgard 2 cotton. The LC51 is 0.972, and the resistance ratio LC52 is 0.712, with the resistance ratio more 34.9 and 27.5 respectively. Another population is MSLD from Mississippi, collected from VT double corn and also BT plants. And the resistance ratio 49.7 and 48.3. The other three populations from Tennessee and Arkansas, because the resistance ratio is less than 10, although they may have some overlapped for the LC50 compared to the susceptible stream, but we don't highlight here. We just consider them the resistance ratio more than 10. For the CLAW1F BT protein, because either for LC51 or LC52, the live mortality was less than 50% at the highest test concentration. We use 4 micrograms per centimeter square here, so we cannot determine the exact LC50 for these populations. For the CLAW2AB2 protein, for the LC51, we found, except for the Arkansas population, which is collected from non-BT corn, the other four populations showed a significantly reduced survivability, and the resistance ratio 1 was more than tenfold. However, when we look at the resistance ratio 2 and LC52, we found the two populations which are highlighted here, LAAD and TINGA, they have significant resistance ratio compared to the susceptible stream. For the VIP genes, we found all the field populations, either for the LC51 or LC52, the value were less than the reference susceptible strain in the lab. So means these populations were more susceptible than the lab subpopulations. Here I did a ANOVA test for the data of mortality 1, and you can see the whole picture of the mortality for all of these populations are as single test concentration. Especially here, I'd like to point out the red and the blue one. The red one is LAD, which is collected from Borgard 2 cotton in Louisiana, and the MSLD from Mississippi in VT double corn. They showed significantly low mortality compared to the susceptible strain, which is a solid black one on the top. And this is ANOVA test for the CLAW2AB2 protein for different populations. And the red one and the green one, which is from LA, Louisiana and Tennessee respectively, they showed significantly reduced mortality compared to the solid black one, the susceptible strain. And from these figures, you can easily see, although some field populations were not significantly reduced for mortality, but overall, the mortality is lower than the susceptible strain. So in conclusion, for all the field populations except for the Arkansas had a significantly reduced susceptibility for the Clavin AC protein compared to susceptible strain, especially for the LAAD collected from BOGAR2 cotton and MSLD from the VT double cone. They have the resistance ratio more than 27-fold and 48-fold. All the field populations, except for the Arkansas population, had significantly reduced susceptibility to CRI2 protein compared to the susceptible strain. And here I'd like to highlight the LAAD with more than 35-fold and TNG more than 100-fold. Actually, the field populations were collected. Some were collected from BT plants and some were collected from non-BT plants. The populations collected from BT plants have been selected in the field and they maybe have some tolerance to these BT proteins, and which matched our results here. The populations collected from the BT plants showed either reduced survivability to CRI1AC or CRI2AB in our biases. From our biases, we found CRI1F actually is not very effective for control of cotton bollworm. I think this is very much over the published results, either in corn or cotton. For the CRI1F is not very effective. But the VIP3A is very effective for control of cotton bollworm, and we can see all the field populations are much more susceptible than the lab susceptible colony. And with that, I'd like to thank CTSC for support our research. And with that, I'd like to answer any questions. Thank you.